RadioPrimco.com.
Aye, indeedy. Cool. It's all working. Magic. That is the sound of magic. It's not. It's the sound of everything echoing and coming through my ears twice. We've got some animal news, I think, cracking, coming your way. After I just tell you, this is Do Talk, the radio gig. Do Talk is a walk and talk support group once a month. Bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk, dude and dudettes. In what started as a simple gesture, a nod if you like, to mental health or well-being, as folk prefer. I do. Either way, it has evolved nicely. It's great to get out in the outdoors, shooting the breeze and breathing it all in, you know. Join us if you're ever around these here parts for a splash of Dude Talk. Coming, well, it's not coming your way soon. You can come here and then we'll do it. Animal news, you ready for that? Good, because it's coming at ya. Indeedy. I've lost me like a lion soundbite. That doesn't matter. We'll just move along the bus. Room upstairs, please. Tickets, please. Woodley. Now, Woodley. Woodley is a name of a dog. Woodley is a two-year-old German coolie. I'm not sure what... Is that even the breed? Or is a coolie with a K? Not a German collie, as in a black and white dog. All black and white dogs are collies, but a German coolie. Is that right? Yeah, I'm not a dog expert. It sounds okay. This, I know, is Rufus Thomas and Walking the Dog. Nice and old and crackly as it is. That could be a German coolie. I don't know. Anyway, this particular Woodley, the two-year-old German coolie, he was seen driving a mobile home. Yeah, that's a house on wheels. A brick, massive, great big thing. He was driving it, the dog. He's only two. Down the street in Darwin this week, whenever this week back in history. It could be anywhere, Darwin, Australia, or just literally quite up the road. I can see Darwin from my window here. Anyway, Mr. McCormack, 62, says the pooch sits next to him whenever he's driving and in the driver's seat when he's not. And he knows the handbrake is on the dashboard. He's a crafty little dog. He was copying me, he says. He's tried it on before. Said Mr. McCormack. He popped into the shops at the time. He said, and I came out and I saw the bus going down the road and I couldn't believe it. What? He's taking me bus. He's nicked me bus. 2-year-old German coolie. Is a coolie a dog with a K? I don't know. No one's written in yet and told us otherwise. Anyway, but this could be... I won't do the Australian accent and I definitely won't do the Darwin accent. I think Darwin here at my window is with an E. And Darwin in Australia, where the German coolie with a K is driving a bus, and that's Darwin with an I. You with me? Anyway, bystander Phil Newton jumped in and pulled on the handbrake. Saved the day. This is weird, even for the Northern Territory, mate. He said, oh, it's with an I. Yeah. He said, but not so weird for drunk driver Kevin Daly from Suffolk County, US, who, whilst drunk, rammed into a police car at 1:45 a.m. He was wearing a T-shirt that read, I'm not an alcoholic, I'm a drunk. Alcoholics go to meetings. Oh, this is rare. It is very rare. It's so rare that this rare electric blue-coloured lobster caught off the coast of Scotland has gone on display at London's aquarium. Oh, they get them all, don't they, that London. Why? Because it's electric blue. It's as simple as that. It doesn't do tricks. It doesn't dance, sing, read, or read your palm even. Doesn't even do that. It's just that it's electric blue. Not like a dark blue, like its American cousin, the Homarus americus. No, this fella is just a sparkly electric blue lobster. Get it? Got it? Good. However, if it's fish you want, try Marks and Spencer's new metallic shoulder bag, which apparently smells of fish, as reported by many unsatisfied customers who wrote back to complain, basically. No matter how many airings of perfume they spray on it, they can't seem to disguise a potent fishy aroma. Marks and Spencer's are looking into it. And while they do, well, we'll have a bit of a fish for you, quite literally, the man they call fish. And we're going to go out with that tune. Just before we do go out with a bit of fish, I better tell you, this is Do Talk, the radio gig, brought to you by Durban's Bread and Tales from the Hip, Mexico. Two books I've written, self-published and self-airing, and putting them out there. All roads lead to you buying these books. I've got to sell 1,000 before September. You with me? Anyway, back to fish. Marillion and Kaylee. Well, that's weird, isn't it? Last week we played Kaylee from Kaylee Hall, who sang a song called Terrified, who's playing today in Foxtails. If you happen to be listening to this today, I doubt it because it hasn't even gone out yet. It should probably be done and dusted and back up in bed by the time I get this out in the air. Anyway, we're going to play a bit of Marillion, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it first, because it's taken from the Misplaced Childhood album. Marillion performed this for Mandela's 70th birthday, don't you know, which is, well, I don't know whether it was this month or not, or it was the release date in May 1985, probably when I wrote this nonsense. But the bloke is called Fish. And he drones on about how it's some kind of an apology, the tune, not his fish, not his name or his smell, but the song is some kind of apology to the way he treated several women while he was pursuing his career as a rock star, which presumably first started by thinking of a name. I know, I call myself Fish. That should hook them in. Some neat guitar in it, and there is some neat guitar in this track, and I that's why I like it. And also, my missus likes it. I don't know why. I believe she used to fancy Fish, which is no doubt how I got away with it, because let's face it, if she could fancy him, I must be some kind of Brad Pitt type cat. But hey ho, and who the hoo has, well, have a listen to him, and I'll just sign off. I think I've gibbered on quite amicably and too much. Just to say, keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. Till next week, we'll have some more nonsense coming your way. Ta-da. Break your heart, please.
how good you're driving after you've smoked some dope.
Radio Primco.